Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Toby and Josh's
Guess the Lyric.
Groovy. I like to groovy.
This is exciting. We've brought back Guess the Lyrics because a huge announcement was made today in the music world that Mr. Justin Bieber himself is coming to Australia. He's got a world tour, baby, 2022.
I know. So he's here November next year, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How exciting.
We're going, not so.
Well, this is the thing, Josh. You have been saying we're going even when this tour wasn't announced.
No, I just love it.
You are a believer.
I, you know what I am. Obviously, didn't like him beforehand, but when he came out with that album, like Sorry and stuff, and
yeah,
that was just the turning
point. Loved it.
Well, then you realise he's actually very talented.
So talented.
And he wanted to turn the corner. He hasn't done it. He hasn't put a foot wrong since. Apologising, has he?
That's it.
Because he wasn't. You know, when he was on the Gold Coast that time when he was 16, no one liked him.
But you understand, he's a kid. Everyone makes mistakes.
And he's got $200 million in his back pocket.
And you've got to learn from it.
You try to be normal.
So he's done exactly that. And because you are a believer, Josh, we're going to put you to the test right now.
Oh, no.
I've got some of his songs.
I don't believe
some of
in
your
myself,
favourite
you
songs.
Know, that's the problem.
No, believe in yourself. Be a believer in you.
I believe it.
So all you have to do is continue the lyrics.
Okay.
All first right. song, Love What's Yourself. It?
And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own.
And if you... Oh, no.
Come on.
And if you know... Oh, like the way you look that much, oh, baby, you should go and love
me. Yes, Josh!
Sleeping on my own, cause if
yes.
you like the way...
There he is.
There he is. Hey.
Back yourself. Believe in yourself.
Alrighty.
All right, come on. Two. This one is quite new. Ghost.
Oh.
You're on it.
I've got no idea.
None?
I don't know that first line.
No, I'm not giving it to you.
Getting close.
Here
he
is. I'll settle for the ghost.
Oh,
now you know.
Now I know.
You just needed your man by your side,
that's
didn't
it.
You? Bit of backing vocals from the Biebs.
I feel like if we had a cardboard cutout, wherever that one is gone, if it was here, I'd be more confident.
You'd be, okay.
I'd be like, I'm just going to get in the zone. All right.
Okay this one.
Cool. All right,
this one will hurt my feelings if you don't get it, Josh, because it's our song.
It's holy, isn't it?
It is.
Don't think that I'll be a saint. I might go down to the river.
Here we are.
Because the way
that you... Oh. Got me making me say... Oh, what's that line, though? Because the way that
the
you...
The sky...
Opens up...
When we...
Touch.
Yeah, it's making me say.
Oh, no.
The sky opens up when we touch.
Yeah, it's making me say.
The way you hold me.
See, that's hard. It's just a little bit. That was no good, was it?
Do you know what?
Oh, what you did. We're not even friends. I don't even think we're friends anymore.
Go to the show next year.
By
myself. Learn his
I'll
songs
have to go
beforehand.
Yeah. But at least at the show, you can pretend like you're singing like smile.
Smile.
Oh, I got caught out. Herbie and Josh driving home with K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Recently, you put our coffee orders to the test, Josh. You worked out our personalities... Depending on what coffee order we place.
You know, look, I won't read too much into that.
Basically, it pointed out that you're a bit boring and I'm a hoot of a time, if I had to paraphrase.
Yeah, okay.
Paraphrase.
Okay.
And so I've come across another test where I thought, look, maybe that wasn't 100% accurate.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the drawing board and see if this works.
Yeah.
Because a new personality test has been dropped to celebrate Mario Party Superstars release.
Ooh, Jesus. They've made a lot of money out of Mario, haven't they?
It's great, though.
It is good.
Because it just doesn't get old.
No.
And they've added new characters, which I do love over time. You've got your originals and they've introduced more.
I played Mario Kart on the Switch the other day.
Mm.
I was like, I have no idea who half these people are.
Well, you've got Mario, Luigi, your usual.
The main ones,
Now they've got Daisy, some girls, Rosalina, Waluigi.
Waluigi, yeah, I think he's...
A bad guy? What?
Yeah.
Donkey Kong, the gang. Anyway, if we look at some of these characters, so we'll go to Mario first. Yeah. So if you were Mario, yeah, let's say, you're a beloved hero who can, yeah, be easily recognised by your look.
Yeah.
You've got a can-do attitude and a classic style to match.
Yep.
So you're just a good all-round person.
Right, Ripper.
And you're annoyingly talented.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Sounds good, yeah.
Luigi?
No good. You don't want to be a Luigi.
You're a bit of a coward.
So this is if you choose these people.
This is where you do it. You put in your details about your personality.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes out. Peach, she rules the kingdom and isn't afraid to share her opinion.
Okay.
Yoshi, carefree yet steadfast, you know?
Yeah.
Some things there. What would you say you are as a human? What kind of person?
Oh, that's a hard question, isn't it? What would I say?
Well, rate your personality, you know?
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10, okay.
Personality-wise?
You're a bit laid back.
I'd say pretty cruisy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, I've put...
Too cruisy sometimes. Got to get going. <It's true. laughs>
I've put your details and my details in. We're just going to hop into the old Mario system here and it will announce who we are. We'll go with my personality first. Daisy.
Daisy.
One of the newer characters, okay.
Okay, what does Daisy
You're
do?
You're energetic.
Oh, of course. This isn't
reasonable. Besides your gown and your crown, you're actually pretty down to earth. Yeah. You're always ready for a challenge, whether you're smashing tennis balls or jumping over hurdles, and you're addicted to the thrill of the chase.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Where's That's the aggressive good. Part? Yeah.
No. That ticked all the boxes for me. Now let's put you in the old Mario personality challenge.
Here we go. What's he going to say?
I'm a Wario.
Oh, Wario. Okay.
What? Let's have a look here.
You're a greedy character with an eye for gold. You're stubborn, sneaky, and every bit as crooked as your mustache.
I've nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Belinda. Belinda. Ooh, yeah. Belinda. Blank.
Oh, I love it. We've started this new game, Herbie, where we invite Louis Zacca from the newsroom in. Hello, Louis.
Hello. G'day, g'day.
And you've got some headlines and you've just taken out some words and we're going to fill in the blank.
That's it. Big news stories of the week.
Mm. But can I say, you've upgraded. You've brought in an iPad.
You're flashy.
Well, you print stuff off and you come in with
check the
bits
footage
of paper.
Last week. I'm pretty sure I had the iPad.
No,
we would have noticed.
Yeah, you had a clipboard last week. iPad this time.
All right. Buzz in with your name. Best of five, I think.
That's it. Got five headlines for you here. Number one, blank. Found 3,000 kilometres from home after arriving on the South Island of New Zealand.
New Zealand, you say?
I said New Zealand.
Herbie? Snake.
Incorrect.
Well, I'm going to go with it. Is it an animal?
It is an animal.
I'm going to dog.
No.
No.
Oh.
That's a long journey for an
animal. It's a long journey for anyone.
A penguin.
Oh.
Penguin. From about as far south as you can go. Gave him a bit of food and some fluid and said, righto, back here.
He's lost the back. He's not getting back.
There we go. Okay, next one. Idaho man makes 2,900 consecutive catches while juggling blank.
Ooh.
Herbie, oranges.
Incorrect.
Oh, I know I'm close. I can tell by the look in his eye.
Was it a type of fruit, was it?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with knives.
Oh, that is close. Axes.
Axes? You crazy human.
I'll give myself a point.
What a psychopath. That is axes. Dangerous. Do not attempt that at home.
No, not at all.
No.
What is he thinking?
Yeah, 2,000. Took him a few hours too.
Yeah, you'd imagine.
Wouldn't your arms get sore?
Sorry, I think I'm getting old. Look how concerned I am.
I know. I don't think anyone was going to try it, but I'm glad you put that one to rest.
Jeepers creepers.
All right.
Number three, a British woman breaks the 10-kilometre marathon record while pushing blank.
Oh, Josh.
Josh.
Prem.
Correct.
Oh. Oh, well done. Gosh, that's annoying.
Wonder Mum.
That's a good one.
All right. Okay. On a local level, celebrations around the K-Rock office as blank deliveries today.
Herbie. Diary.
Correct.
Yes. Oh. And I know this because I just got given mine. Look.
How good do they smell?
It's a smaller one.
Can I just say, look at her diary. Mine's and then look at that one.
It's leather and everything. Josh is just
well,
paper.
It's the same in the newsroom. I got one of those blue ones. Chandra got one of those funky little
and you know why, don't you? I won't name her on air, but Jamie from reception. Anyway.
Yeah, the girls.
Did you get a heart on your post-it note?
No, I got nothing.
Did you get one? Did you get a heart on your name?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
nothing. I didn't even get a name.
Well, maybe this is a sign that you guys need to lift your game around the office.
All right. You can tie it up here, Herbie, for the win, Josh.
Yeah, right.
You announced can. Today Geelong's K-Park will host blank next year.
Josh. Oh, no. Is it cricket finals?
Yes.
Oh, you did know that.
The T20 World Cup.
How good is that?
Yeah, massive.
Well done, Josh, doing your victory dance.
Well, yeah, that's one for the boys after we missed out on those diaries. And I tell you, those diaries are awesome. I'm shattered.
Yeah.
Louis Zakhar from the newsroom, thank you so much for coming in.
All good.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I don't know if I'm scared or excited by this, but the world's highest infinity pool has just opened up over in Dubai.
Everything's in Dubai, isn't it?
Especially when it comes to hotels.
Oh, they pump them out.
They have a lot going for them over there. And now this pool, it's honestly breathtaking to look at the view that you can see from it, but also in the back of your mind you're going, that is scary. So it's the world's first 360-degree infinity pool.
Oh, wow.
Going all the way around on the 50th floor, which is a whopping 200 metres or 656 feet in the air.
Whew, that gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you see those videos of skiers going down tight little areas or people on a bike on a mountain cliff. I just get the...
You're just going to tumble over and roll down there. Roly-poly.
Especially like because a lot of them are going to pose for a photo sitting on the edge. I just feel like that's the area that you want your photo and it just seems dangerous. But I'm a bit soft in that way.
Yeah, no, I think you have a right to be soft in that way with this because looking at it, they've put all these photos up and it is very glamorous. So you can see that.
Oh, it looks good. Don't get me wrong.
Insta, your socialites.
From the deck, I like it.
Are going to love that. But for me, it's just very, it's very fancy for a pool. True, do they close it? Because do you recall, like, pools these days, they're quite fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Growing up, didn't have this kind of luxury.
No.
I mean, maybe one kid in your class had a pool.
Yeah, an in-ground pool too. Because a lot of people had the ones that are above ground.
Exactly.
Yeah, just to get...
So you wanted them to be your best friend. Yeah. But then the really only pools that you got to go to were the outdoor public pools.
Mm.
And I don't see many of them these days.
No one really goes as a group anymore, do they? Because I remember Mum used to take, because we obviously there's four of us, four kids. So how do you get your kids to lose energy on a hot day? And
exactly.
You take them to the pool.
And it's a full day. Your mum would have had 100%. The kit and caboodle, the whole spread and everything.
Right. The basket, the picnic basket came out.
And it's a journey because you'd go when you're a young age and then when you get a bit older and on your school holidays, you think, I'm going to go to the pool with the boys. We're going to mingle. And it's fun. You get an ice cream. Oh, Josh bought me a Calippo. There's memories
Calippo.
There.
Calippo, absolutely.
I do. I have one little gold memory of the public pool.
Yeah, of course.
Because you know when they normally have the big 50-metre pool.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's one in Carnegie in Melbourne where I would go to and it also had a diving pool next to it. So it had the diving boards, the 1-metre ones, and then the platform, so 3-metre and it makes its way up.
As long as you don't do the 10 metres too high.
No way.
That scares me.
That's ridiculous. No. I reckon I was around 8 and this is the time where I was very famously rocking the 3-quarter board shorts with...
You loved these pants, didn't you?
They've racing stripes.
This story is like the of pants have come out. And
it was a fashion statement for a while, Josh. So I was wearing them. I would have been around 8 and I remember seeing this little boy who I thought was quite cute.
He was handsome, was he?
And I've gone, I'm going to show off and do a performance off the diving 3-metre platform.
All right. Still pretty high?
Pretty high. 8, you know, I thought I've got this. I'm no diver. I've never really dived before. And so I just watched the person before me do it. And they did what you do when you're starting a race.
Yeah.
And you just jump out. And that's normally just off a little block.
Yeah.
I did it off the 3 meter. I jumped out and just went straight down and belly smacked. But then because I was trying to impress him, when I got out of the water, I was stiff as a board and just smiled saying, hello.
Oh, brilliant.
Fresh for the drive home, Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I?
Yeah, Herbie, this is a game we like to play together. This is a team effort. You know, you were teeing off on me last week, so and then got a little abusive off air, but that's okay.
I just need to vent as well as much as I love you. Sometimes I just need to get it off my chest and then we can be best friends again.
Move along. So we've got 10 celebrities to get through. The theme is based off the fact that QAnon people believe that Carl Stefanovic could be, or those types of people could be, lizard-shifting people.
He's a lizard, basically.
Basically a lizard to destroy humankind.
Yeah, and so that's why he was said here.
Yeah, that's right. So basically QAnon believers think that anyone that's been in the media for a long time is trying to change us. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's why they don't like mainstream media.
Well, Tom's been here a while.
Tom, okay, right. He's a lizard.
Little blue tongue lizard, old Tom?
I think he's safe.
Yeah. I trust him.
Yeah, I trust him. It doesn't sound like you do. That's all right.
No, I do. You
threw that out very quick. Anyway, so we've got 10 celebrities to get through. 1 minute on the timer. I can't tell you who it is. You just have to guess who it is.
Okay.
Can we get to 10?
And so,
10?
Are these celebrities thinking weird things?
No, so these are celebrities that have been, like, in conspiracy theories. So
okay.
Dead or and alive.
There's okay? a little clue, Herbs.
So there's a few.
On.
There's a few of them.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's go. Kicking it off with this one. New Zealand singer. She's pretty young.
Ward.
Yes. Another singer had fights with Taylor Swift.
Katy Perry.
Yes. Old historical writer. Very famous.
Shakespeare.
Yes. Responsible for the Star Wars movies.
I don't know him. Lewis. CK. CT. Pass.
Yeah, we'll pass. Famous rapper. He's no longer with us.
Tupac.
Yes. Famous singer. She's married
Adele.
To Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
Yes. Skater boy.
Avril Lavigne.
He's in The Matrix. He's,
Jared Leto.
No, he's it's not sure. He's in John Wick as well.
Pass.
Actor everyone loves. All right. Was responsible for Apple.
Steve Jobs.
Yes. Worst of the One Directioners.
Liam Payne.
No.
Zayn.
No.
Niall.
No.
Louis.
Yes. responsible for Star Wars. George Lucas.
George Lucas. I've never seen Star Wars.
And Keanu Reeves. Are you kidding me?
Do you know, I think he's pulled me up before, Keanu.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Jared Leto was 4 weeks ago. That would have been handy 4 weeks ago.
Hey, remember this is a team game.
I'm turned on you. Now I'm going to bet.
Fresh for the drive home, Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Tell you what's not good. Stealing, Josh.
No, absolutely not.
Should never steal. You just shouldn't do it.
That's one of those bad. That's like a. Because you feel violated when you have something stolen from you, too.
Yeah, well, you recently.
Yeah, it was a weird feeling. I was so annoyed.
Weber Q, is that
Yeah, they
suppose?
Stole my Weber and they stole my bike. Still haven't heard from the police, but that's all right.
And you're right, it is a bit unsettling because they're coming into your property. And so it's not a nice feeling.
No.
But the only good thing about stealing this day and age is that there's a lot of technology out there.
Yeah.
And it does tend to capture a lot of these thieves.
Good.
And it's exactly what's happened for a local business, Hewitt and Witty. So they've been supplying Geelong and the surrounding regions with everything you need for life on the land for over 80 years.
Yeah, right. Good on them.
And just over the weekend, they were checking their CCTV and they noticed that a guy had broken in, and when I mean broken in, brought a ladder from his ute, put it onto their fence, jumped over, and was trying to steal some products from them.
Jeez, gone a bit of effort.
Massive effort. And they've released the CCTV footage. You can go to krock.com.au to check it out because it's kind of unbelievable. So the guy rocks up in a ute, which I'm pretty sure only one human being on this planet has. So he's done himself no favour in driving that.
So it's a rare sort of...
Well, I think that he's painted it. It's like gold with white on it.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to find it.
Yeah, you'll definitely, you'll find the guy. And then it's an effort to get all the containers. The person who works at the store is actually commenting, commentating on the guy, and he's like, cracking effort. Well done for pushing all these containers he's trying to steal.
It's a bit of a workout.
Yeah.
At the same time.
But then, obviously, you can take this footage to the police and it's in their hands.
Jeez, wouldn't that be good?
That's, I mean, you wish you had caught your
Well,
that's
like
camera.
It gives them, because otherwise, where do you start? And thankfully, people do have security cameras now, don't they?
Exactly. I was very lucky a few years ago. I actually lost one of my fur jackets.
Yep.
I just got given it for my birthday. Mum bought me this nice fur jacket, wore it to a Gatsby themed
okay, cool.
Party. Yeah, and it was a section off place at the pub. Went to pick it up, could not find it anywhere.
Oh.
Could not find it, and I was shattered because I just got given it. Lucky for me, they checked the CCTV footage and they saw an image of a girl reaching over, picking up my jacket, putting it on, wearing it,
How
and left.
How dare they?
I know, but thankfully they put that up on social media. Person was tagged. I ended up getting my jacket back.
Well, that's good. At least you got the good outcome.
But she can never go back to that pub.
No.
Because she was caught on camera, Josh.
52232955. What did the security cameras pick up?
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be stealing either.
No. It could be something funny.
I love a funny incident. It takes me back to Australia's
funniest
own videos.
That's right. They were great, weren't they? 52232955. Anyone that calls into the draw for a Cuddlebar Family Butcher voucher, $150 worth there. Or you can go along and see Western United Saturday night. It'd be absolutely brilliant. Give us a call. Herbie and Josh, what did you catch on the security camera? Jimmy Barnes, working class man. It is Herbie and Josh from K-Rock 955. Ask you the question, what did you capture on the security cameras, Herbie?
That's right. A local business, Hewitt and Witty, they've managed to capture an alleged thief who's actually brought a ladder, jumped over the fence, and really a workout they've gone through to get this stuff. So props to that. But then
they've done the wrong thing.
Yeah,
so
the footage has been given to the police. We've had Miss Ty, who has commented at our Facebook page. She said, we caught our son hitting our security camera in the backyard with his dad's golf club because he wanted to do something naughty and didn't want us to know. you got to love that. We've got Jake. What did you capture on camera?
I caught a certain person stealing a push bike 2 years ago on Australia Day.
Oh.
That happened to you,
Josh. I know, but I didn't have the camera. Did you get your bike back?
No, but I found him. I found the bloke riding it a week later, so yes, I did end up getting it back.
Don't tell us how you got it back. I don't want to hear about that, Jake, but at least you knew who it was. So.
You've been looking on Marketplace ever since you were gone.
I know, still not there. Glenn and Jan Juck, you were actually the one on security camera.
Yeah, that was. I jumped out of a taxi in a rush to go into the Bottle-O, and I ran straight in as fast as I could. Didn't realise the door was closed. Smashed into the door, three big Spider-Man spiderweb marks in the glass screen door, one from my knee, one from my head, and one from my wrist when I ran into it as fast as I could.
Yeah, and did they try to get you on vandalism, didn't they?
They did, yeah. The cops had rang me up and they said, you were caught vandalising the Bottle-O last night. I said, it was an accident, mate, I promise. And he goes, I'm looking at the footage now on the camera. And he just started laughing and going, yeah, mate, you had no idea that thing was closed. He's got the big time.
He just said, mate, I'm thirsty.
I'm not just thirsty. It's thirsty Josh from K-Rock 955. Oh, that's brilliant. Enjoy.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, and we're just saying, like, sometimes when people go into surgery or they have an accident, they'll wake up and experience something different, like speak another language.
Exactly, yeah. The wiring's a bit different.
Mm.
But they're at least alive, which is great.
That's right, exactly.
So crazy that your brain can do that, isn't it?
Yeah, and like some people stop smoking all of a sudden, they didn't even realise they smoked.
Yeah.
So sometimes there can be benefits. And this guy has definitely experienced something like that. So unfortunately, this guy was attacked one day when he was working at a news agency.
Oh, that's not good.
And then, like, he's fine now, obviously. But then when he woke up, so he was talking about seeing water coming down a drain, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't going, you know how we'll see it, just it's one smooth transition. You know?
Extreme.
So he saw it as tangent lines, like spiraling, and then everything was slightly pixelated. But what happened was he could write that down mathematically. So all of a sudden, he could see things that we can't see, and he became a super genius overnight.
He's got powers.
Yeah.
He has legitimate powers.
He's literally become a super genius. And they call sudden genius syndrome is what it is. There's only about 100 people in the world that have ever experienced this thing, but he has just become a
sudden
mathematic
savant.
Isn't it insane?
That is something that I could go with, you know?
Mathematics, you know? Which is probably a different field. You know?
Becoming a genius overnight.
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Is it a waste, though, that late in life, you know? Wouldn't you? Like, what's he doing with it?
Well, he could be working some mathematician job, I don't know. But there are different things. So, you know, there's also, like, you know, mutations and syndromes that give us, like, superpowers in a way. So
I
there's
love
obviously
this.
That one. There's one where it's like, can't read out the gene type, but what happens is that it's called sprinters.
You don't become faster.
You become faster because your muscles are fast twitch. They're just quicker than what a normal person would have.
Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine 1 year, year 10, didn't do too well at the old track meet. Mm. Next year you rock up. Boom! What happened to him?
Is that Usain Bolt?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a broken bone or some people suffer from brittle bones?
Yeah.
Well, there's the opposite where it's like almost impossible to break the bone. It's
too
like they're so strong and so dense. You'd be heavy, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It'd be hard to get around.
Imagine everyone climbing on you. Oh.
It'd be good if you're a kickboxer or something. Jeez. It'd
be dangerous for the other person.
Yep. Sorry, you go.
I've got more questions.
Okay. No worries. If I'm moving too fast for you, we can slow down off air.
I'm just very interested.
So you know how sometimes you need a lot of sleep? And most people will need 8 hours.
They say 8, yeah.
This one I like. There's people that only need 4 hours and they're fully energized no matter what. Like,
no.
That's all they need. Anyway, it's called short sleepers. Yeah.
But I wouldn't like that.
Why? Because no one's around. Who am I going to talk to?
Yes.
Who can I dance in front of? When
exactly.
No one's...
It was hard enough when I did Brekkie Radio and I finished my day and I had no friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine everyone sleeping.
Yeah.
That's
it's 2 o'clock. I've got to wait 6 more hours before everyone's awake. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Yeah.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we?
Yep, boxing gloves on.
There's no fight.
Well, there's a ding-ding, you know?
I want to get your thoughts. Yeah, nah for no. Nah, yeah for yes. All right, kick it off with this one. Lying that you've done something that you haven't.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, you shouldn't. But nah, yeah, I most definitely have.
Yeah?
I definitely have.
What little fib did you tell?
Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head, but multiple growing up.
Yeah,
you know, have I tied in my room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Of course I have.
Yeah.
Don't come upstairs because I definitely haven't.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone's sort of done that.
Well, white lie. I can't be bothered. I'm watching a show at the moment.
Yeah.
Don't disturb me.
Well, speaking of shows, apparently 52% out of 2,000 people have lied about having seen a TV series everyone was discussing.
Really?
Which I find so weird because, like, what happens if there's a follow-up question?
It's
way worse to get caught out.
Are they so self-conscious that they're going to get judged that, ooh, you watch Friends. Oh, can't hang out with you anymore.
Yeah.
That is odd.
So, like, they'll pretend that they've seen Game of Thrones when you're talking. I guess maybe to be involved in the conversation because it can get...
Yeah, I guess it can get clicky.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe. Miss World competitions.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, not for me. I love Miss Congeniality.
Mm.
That was great, a great film. But the whole idea of getting on stage and walking around,
yeah,
not for me.
Yeah, and I watched our little Miss Sunshine the other day.
Yeah.
And, like, the little girls. Oh, there's something weird about that for me.
Yeah.
I think it's
huge in America, isn't it?
Massive
pageants.
Yeah.
Get my daughter into a pageant.
So, controversially, this year is the first year the bikini aspect or the beachwear aspect will be back in the Miss World competition.
It's back.
So, yeah, for the first time since 2014. So people are either celebrating or up in arms about it.
I mean, wear what you want, but what does it really mean? You know, you're entering
a competition
for what?
Yeah.
I just...
Well, to be Miss World, obviously.
I guess.
possums.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Again, what's the point of them? They just make a lot of noise.
They do, don't they?
If they get stuck on the roof and you go, gosh, I can't get it.
Jeez, that sort of day with you, isn't it?
Right. I don't like them.
I don't know.
Do you like them?
They look cute.
Well, maybe the babies.
They look cute, I reckon. Anyway, a lady had to call the police over in New Zealand because she couldn't get it out of her house. Every time she opened up the house, there was a possum there and it kept charging at her. Anyway, so she's called police and then the police have walked and the possum ran up to the police and ran up his leg and then, like, cuddled into him. Because they reckon it's either a pet or a little juvenile that's lost its mum.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah, but you would have been the person running inside. You're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's a possum.
I would have been much more than running inside.
Get another mum.
I would have said bye-bye to that possum.
Herbie and Josh.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.